don't say you're over me when they all know that you ain't. If you lay down right next to me, dance me all around the room, spin me like a ballerina super high, dance me all around the moon like six times till I'm sick and I cry. Once, twice, three times the guy I ever thought I would meet. So don't say you're over me when they all know that you're lying. If you lie down, lie next to me.
Hey, this is Yule, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in!
Welcome back, everybody, and the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic
Hello Medford, my name's Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 8 p.m. doing triple play the first hour. Three songs by each artist. Here's the Wallflowers.
I'm in the city, got two jobs at once. I got the kind of things that only come from working like the devil till the sun comes up. Oh, I got your back and I got your front. I take a city bus and then a train. Walk 3 miles of hell both ways. When I get home, don't wanna complain. But tell me, who's that man walking around my garden? Who is that man? Oh, tell me, who's that man? Now tell me, who's that man?
That's a true story. Who's that man walking around the garden? The bad guy, I guess. His song called Used to Be Lucky, Wallflowers, triple play with Chris Earle, the first hour here tonight. I'm here with you till 8 p.m. Thanks for listening to Freeform Radio. It's WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. Good for you. That's also a true story. It's WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. We're going to do triple play this first hour here. I'm substituting for Kim. And we're in Studio C today, which is exciting, which makes sense to absolutely nobody who doesn't work here at WMFO as a DJ or is involved with WMFO in any way. Anyway, that's The Wallflowers. It's an American rock solo project of singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Jacob Dylan. I saw him a couple of weeks ago up in New Hampshire. He's one of my favorites, and they did a great job. They did a great job, The Wallflowers. I'm going to play one more from The Wallflowers. It's WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. I will be here with you until 8 p.m. Triple play this first hour. Here's the next one by The Wallflowers and the final one by The Wallflowers for the night. It is The Difference, WMFO in Medford. There's a fun tune from The Wallflowers, from their first album, I believe. Sure. I'm sticking with it. That's from their first album, Bringing Down the House. Is that what it's called? Bringing Down the House. Oh, actually, that was their second album. That was the one that brought them recognition. But Jacob Dylan is actually
Bob Dylan's son. So a little nepotism, maybe. I don't know. Still good. Still good. It's all that matters in rock and roll. And that last album they did, Exit Wounds, fantastic album. I love that, especially the first four songs. Just top notch. 10 out of 10 for the first one. And then, you know, a little bit falls apart. But that Who's That Man is from that Exit Wounds, if you like that one. That one's kind of growing on me. It's fun. Anyway, Wallflowers here. Triple Play with Chris Earle here for the first hour. And I'll be here doing the Chris Earle Show, of the Chris Earle Show from 6 to 8 p.m. I'm going to have a little vinyl for you. And what else do I got? I got a little time travel for you coming up from 6 to 7. Then from 7 to 8, I'll be doing some vinyl, baby. I'll be doing the all-vinyl special Chris Earle Collection and Vinyl Show. That it's going to be a lot of fun. At least I'm going to have a lot of fun. I don't know if you're going to have a lot of fun. You might change the channel. I don't know. I don't know what you're doing. What do I read your mind? I don't know. We'll see. I'll try not to be sassy today. You know, some people get the wrong picture when I'm getting a little sassy. They're just like, wow, this guy, he's trouble. I'll try not to be trouble today. How's that sound? Let's just enjoy each other. How does that sound? Here's the suite with Little Willie. It's not what you think. It's actually a guy named Little Willie. Here we go. Can't push Willie around because Willie won't go. That's a true story of Little Willie here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We're going to do a triple play of the suite. They did Ballroom Blitz, but guess what? Well, I'm not playing that one. I'm not going to play it at all. I'm going to play Love is Like Oxygen next and then a little Fox on the Run, and you're going to like it. Like it or lump it. That's it. That's all you get from me because I'm doing this for free. For free, my favorite four-letter word. Here we go. True. It's another true story. Love is like oxygen. Get too much, get too high. Without enough, you're going to die. Anyway, it's the Sweet. People are like, who's the Sweet? Or it's just Sweet. I never kind of figured that out. You know, it's like the Beastie Boys, the Beastie Boys. The Sweet or Sweet. I don't know. Who cares? It's good enough. But according to Wikipedia, which somebody edited like last night, it says the Sweet, sometimes known as Sweet, are a British glam rock band who rose to prominence in the 1970s. Best known lineup consisted of a lead vocalist named Brian Connolly, bassist Steve Priest, guitarist Andy Scott, and drummer Mick Tucker. And nobody has named their names in about 40 years. So you can thank Chris Earl, WMFO, for that. You know, you die twice. First, it's your body that dies. And then it's the last time somebody talks about you. So the Sweet is very much alive here in 2025, at least here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm doing a triple play. I am substituting for Kim and for Kiminick Talks. I think the person's name is maybe Dominic. Kim and Dom, maybe. I don't know. I'm going to have to look it up. I'll let you know briefly. But who cares? They're not here. I am. And I'm playing for you. They'll be back next week, as far as I know. I can't speak for anybody else. I can only speak for myself. But yeah, that's it. That's it for so far, so good. So far, so good. I like to educate as well as entertain here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. So I'm going to give you a little PSA right now, also known as a public service announcement. Chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. Well, we'll say 1 million Americans plus one, because I'm exhausted right now by reading this. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. So don't go to cdc.gov/KFC, because you might get something different. You might get, like, you know, the Kentucky Fried Chicken. You want that chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS. Actually, I should check that. Make sure that PSA is good. Get a little volunteer hours. Let's go to cdc.gov/KFC. Nope. /CFS. It says, you are one lazy boy. That's what it says. myalgic encephalomyelitis, or chronic fatigue syndrome, a serious and often lasting, long-lasting illness, as opposed to just a long illness, a long-lasting illness that keeps people from doing their usual activities, such as DJing here at a radio station. It makes people physical and mentally ill-equipped. They get exertion, mental exertion. Makes things difficult, physically as well as mentally. Like you can't lift up like a, you know, 50-pack of 33 1/3 LPs. You can't think about, geez, it's hot in here. Maybe I should turn up the AC. Or where is the AC? It's in the other room. It's in Studio A. So I'm sitting here suffering today in Studio C. But that's okay. You know, it's about time. You know, I need to sweat it out. You know what I mean? Got to sweat it out. Let's listen to this sweet. Nobody's interested in what I'm saying right now. Other than maybe one or two people who still love me. And there's plenty of other people that may love me a little bit later. We never know. You never know where life will take you. Well, we listened to Little Willie, and we listened to Love Is Like Oxygen. We're not going to do the Ballroom Blitz, but I did promise you this wonderful song by Sweet called Fox on the Run. And this one is really a joy to play for you. A joy. And it's also a true story. Here we go. Fox on the Run.
Don't look the same.
See, I told you it was good. Fox on the Run. I don't know what this is. This is something called Black Country New Road. Nancy tries to take the night. On Rivendell in Studio C here in WMFO in Bedford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle, and we're doing a triple play this first hour, which basically means three songs by each artist. I was going to have White Stripes next. Yeah, White Stripes. Sure. Triple play here with you until 6, and then 6 to 8, I'm going to do The Chris Earle Show with Chris Earle. Because you can't get too much Chris Earle here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. As you well know. As you well know. You know, one day, maybe we'll be friends. You never know. That's my perfect world. Maybe we're all going to be friends. Never, ever know.
Fall is here. Hear the yell. Back to school. Ring the bell. Brand new shoes. Walking blue. Fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that gonna be friends.
Triple play with Chris Earle here with you. Second one by the White Stripes. Out of three. Hardest Button to Button. From the Elephant album. Not to be confused with the Giraffe album. Triple play with Chris Earle, WMFO in Medford. Thanks for listening to Freeform Radio.
Bye.
White Stripes, WMFO here in Medford. It's Triple Play with Chris Earle here with you until 8 p.m., but the first hour I am substituting for Kim and Dominic. Kim and Dominic. I verified that on the schedule as a good DJ should. This is who I'm subbing for today. They're usually here 5 to 6. I believe they'll be here again next week. So if you're looking for them, they'll be here again next week, as far as I know. Okay, one more, if you have been counting. I was told that today on the show there would be no math, but if you have been counting, 1, 2, and then coming next, of course, for the triple play, you have first, you have second, and then you have third. And, I was going to play Dead Leaves in the Dirty Ground, but instead I'm going to play this one because I want to play it on Rivendell and make sure this thing's working, because I like to test things out while I'm here, too. I want to make sure everything is up to snuff here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. So let's test this one out. This one is one of my favorites. It's called Blue Orchid, also a true story. WMFO in Medford. White Stripes here on Triple Play, WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 8 p.m. You're like, oh, who were the White Stripes? Well, they were Jack and Meg White. They were an American rock duo. They formed in Detroit, Michigan in 1997. And Jack and Meg, they were married at one point. They were a leading group of indie rock and garage rock revival in the early 2000s. They were active from 97 to 2011. My guess is they'll probably come back again. That's my guess. And they had some great songs, great albums. And Jack White, of course, is doing his solo stuff with a number of other musicians. Man, he was hot when he came in and did SNL a couple of years ago. It was like the first one, like right after COVID. And he had like just this great band with him, and just fantastic live. I'd like to see him live. I've never seen him live. Everybody says how great he is. But so that's that for that triple play of the White Stripes. I've got a few minutes left. I was going to play Trip will play up until 6 p.m. Maybe I'll go a little longer. I don't think I will, though. I think I got a pretty full show from 6 to 7 on the Chris Earl Show today. I want to play a set list that I had made, which is kind of like a little time travel set list, and then I will do some vinyl for you for the final hour from 7 to 8 p.m. So the Chris Earl Show is going to be a little bit of everything of my shows over the previous years. I'm going to have some story time in there. I'm going to have some movies. Might have a little Chris's Helpful Tips and some time travel, some big 80s. We'll see. But next week, I'll probably do number ones, just all number ones. So number ones, the whole 2-hour show next week. So you can look forward to that. Well, you should look forward to this, because coming up next is Badfinger. Do you know Badfinger? Well, you should. They're really, really good. And I'm going to play 3 songs by them. And I hope you enjoy them as much as I enjoy playing them for you. Here we go. Day after day. You know this. You know this. There's the first of 3 here on the triple play of Badfinger. I'm going to just keep you rolling, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about Badfinger when I come back. Next one is going to be Without You by Badfinger. You're listening to Triple Play with Chris Earl, WMFO in Medford.
Can't forget this evening and your face when you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, guess it shows. Well, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. I had you there, then I let you go, and now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. I can't live if living is without you. I can't live, I can't give anymore. I can't live if living is without you. I can't live, I can't give anymore.
Well, I can't forget this evening and your face when you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows.
listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. That is a little Badfinger. I'm going to play out. I'm going to give you four from Badfinger. And then I'm going to start the Chris Earl Show at 6 p.m. So here is Come and Get It. And I invite you to go to, matter of fact, I'm going to start this over for and give it to you from the beginning here. But I invite you to go to the Wikipedia page and read about Badfinger and the tragedy of Badfinger. I won't get too into it, but they were a Welsh band, and they formed in 1961. Their lineup was Pete Ham, who played guitar, and Mike Gibbons, who was on drums. Tom Evans was bass, and Joey Molland was guitar. They were originally known as the Ivies, and they renamed themselves to Badfinger after the working title for the Beatles' 1967 song, With a Little Help from My Friends, which originally was called the Badfinger Boogie. From 1968 to 73, Badfinger recorded five albums for Apple Records, and they toured extensively, and then they became embroiled in a chaos of Apple's disillusion. They're recognized for their influence in the 1970s power pop genre and are estimated to have sold 14 million records. And that last song there, Baby Blue, was the final song from Breaking Bad. If you are a fan of that show, you will recognize that song. And it was just perfect there. Just a perfect end to Breaking Bad, I thought, at least. Come and Get It was produced by Paul McCartney. No Matter What was produced by Mal Evans. Day After Day produced by George Harrison. And Baby Blue produced by Todd Rundgren. So they had a lot of people in their court, and they did really well. And then all of a sudden, somebody stole their money. Some guy that worked for the mob, they basically took their money and ran with it. And they got into bitter fights with their royalties. And then two of the members passed away, unfortunately. And like I said, read about the tragedy of Badfinger. Just a fantastic rock and roll band and power pop band of the 70s, who influenced plenty of other bands, I'm sure. So I'm going to play this last one for you, and then we will get into the Chris Earl Show. I'm going to play four from Badfinger here on Triple Play. This last one is the one that they did with Paul McCartney producing. This one's called Come and Get It. Come and Get It, it's Badfinger, Triple Play, WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.